Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to Obama supporters for a half hour of overdrive. Some stations carry it, some stations don't, but I used to do 4 hours. Now we might as well just go back to 4 hours. But Paul Watson, who's never really sick, a few years ago had a chest cold. I talk to him 7 days a week, generally, back and forth about news developments, and he couldn't breathe, he couldn't come on the air. It took him about 3 weeks, to be technical, a little over 3 weeks, to get in to see the doctor in National Healthcare. I mean, he went to the clinic. They would say, here's the little National Health Service pack. It's Kleenex, Tylenol, aspirin, a little container of like NyQuil type stuff. And he talked about it, and then it got worse and worse and worse, and he would be on the phone just groaning, saying, sorry, I can't get to any work. I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to get in. And I said, look, don't they have private clinics? Because I know how the system works. I said, don't they have private clinics for you to be able to, you know, like the elite do over there and go see them? He goes, yeah, but first the health service has to sign off for the permission to go. And the elite automatically get that. It's all about the power of the bureaucrats. Well, finally, when he came on air and talked about it, somehow he gets a call and the word, oh, you can come on in, and he had a really bad bacterial infection and got antibiotics. But, I mean, he could have died, folks. I watched C-SPAN. See, these Obama supporters we're going to in the next segment. This is a short segment. I'm going to the next segment. I'll give you plenty of time, folks. So stay there. I appreciate you holding. They don't watch C-SPAN. I do. And I love, because it's so entertaining, late at night sometimes, well, every week, they air Prime Minister's questions, but they air other debates on C-SPAN 2 or C-SPAN 3 of the Parliament. And I'll sit there, halfway reading the book, halfway watching, and I'll watch 2 hours of a parliamentary procedure. This is so interesting. And I'm telling you, the number one thing they talk about is, when Tony Blair was in especially, they'd get up and say, my constituents are waiting a month to have their heart looked at after a heart attack. They're laying on stretches, dying sometimes 2 days. People that get infections die of gangrenous infections and aren't given treatment. And Tony Blair and then others after him would get up and say, I know it's true. We need more funding. But it's still a great service and we need to blah, blah, blah. On and on. But the big ones, you can pull up news articles on this, they'd make you wait 18 months for a brain surgery for a tumor that was almost 100% operable, meaning they can get rid of it if you have the surgery in a month. They make you wait 18 months, and with one tumor, it turned out nobody survives it in 18 months. A death sentence. Canada is horrible. On record. I know people who've lost husbands and wives trying to get infections worked on. England is the worst. There's a few European countries like Norway or Sweden. Japan's National Health Service is pretty good because they're not completely criminally run. And if you got money, you can go to the private clinics and hospitals that are nicer. But if you don't, people pay taxes. You can actually go get health care. Now, they do have euthanasia. They are bringing in the death panels. Down the road, it's going to be bad. But I'll be honest, there's some socialist health care works. It ain't going to be this one, folks. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The way this thing is written is a screw job. And you heard Lord Monckton talking about how, where he lives up in Scotland, and I saw this in the news a few weeks ago, they are suspending, period, ambulance services after 7 at night, and the hospitals are closing due to budgetary cuts. Folks, people complain about American health care, and it's become corrupt, and the HMOs, rationing care, and all the scams. Folks, it's going to get 50 times worse now. And people say, oh, well, let it get worse. That's what the Republican leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, is saying. The plan is to wreck it and then bring in total socialism when that fails. Where I'll have to get permission to go to a private clinic. And you're saying, oh, no, the private clinics will just take, the government health care. No, folks. The way it's written, they're going after the small clinics and shutting them down with the regulations. This is written by the big outfits to shut down their competition.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and co-workers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I appreciate them being absolute stalwart Trojans and holding lovingly. I got to be honest, I took 4 or 5 calls from Obamacare supporters earlier in the broadcast today when we opened the phones up, and they were all really nice people that had reasonable reasons for wanting national health care. The problem is the people running it are sucking it dry and running it as a scam to ration care with the death panels and all the rest of it. Just like all the other free deals people thought they'd get with Obama. He's here to really bamboozle people. I didn't support Bush either. But Obama is better at conning people. That's why the insurance companies and people backed him. And we're in deep trouble. But let's go ahead and hear from people here to understand why they support it. You know, it's funny when an arrogant person calls in like yesterday, some social worker, and is laughing at me saying I'm basically full of it. Because then it's a nasty government person who thinks they're God. But these people that are poor and just want better health care, it's so sad. The problem is they're going to get worse health care now. It's a big lie, folks. The hospitals lie to you. They have to render care by law. And they are responsible when they send you away. And I don't want to get into the whole history of healthcare. I already did it. Let's just go to your calls. To be informed and to know they're wrecking the system on purpose, like everything else, like education, you name it. Like the drug war. It's not a failure. It's a success. The drug dealers made the drugs illegal to make more money on a black market. I mean, it's so elementary. This is an evil globalist group. They shouldn't be running health care. See, I say I'm going to listen to these people, but then it's like I start preaching because it's so frustrating. It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. The people perish for lack of knowledge. There was a guy called in earlier who heads up a senior citizens group in Phoenix. Nice old black guy, sounded like, and he's, Alex, I like your show, but these old people, they need better health care. And I go, hey, do you think lottery tickets are good? And he goes, well, I know they're a scam, but they give you hope. It's like, what? What? It's like buying into the delusion, because I guess these people feel like they're such failures that maybe it might work. They like the hope of imagining. And I've run into so many dreamers that are like this, just in life and business and everything. They never do anything. They just imagine that they're going to be rock stars, and they go play at little bars around town. Why don't you just be happy to be a musician, and if you ever become a big star, that's great. By the way, becoming a big star is hellish. You don't even probably want it. The point is it's they're so lost, and it's the same reason Nigerian email scams have been working since the mid-1990s, almost 20 years. You get an email saying, give me $5,000, I will give you $15 million, I am Prince Abubi. And people go, well, and notice it's tailored for folks that can scrounge together $5,000 to get the maximum number to cut. And then, okay, here's the instructions. You can't talk to the prince. This is the consulate. I know people that call. They've done investigative reports. You can see them on television. You may call the consulate. This is the consulate. Prince Abubi is out right now. The $15 million will be transferred. You have been selected, Mrs. Johnson, because it is believed you are quality. And then Mrs. Johnson sends the $5,000, and then her family tells her it's a Ponzi scheme. They're going to try to get more money now, hoping that, you know, I'm sorry, the wiring will take $10,000 more, and they know you're $5,000 in now. You're already 5 years into Obamacare. You're $5,000 into the Nigerian phone scam, email scam. And you're like, well, I did talk to the prince's attaché, Lord Abubu, or whatever the stupid made-up name is. And then they go to the family. The family has a big fight. They put $10,000 in. And sometimes this goes three or four times. They mortgage houses. $50,000 is sent to Abubu. And sometimes people break up, families break up over this one scam alone. They say, there is no way that I've been scammed. And then it's like, we're very sorry. The prince has been detained by his enemies. We told you. We'll be back in touch soon, my darling. It's usually women they con. My darling, we'll soon be back in contact soon. And then the woman's by the phone for years, usually an old lady, just petting the phone, Prince Abubu, Prince Abubu. And I mean, that's Obamacare, written by the eugenicist that have big consortium meetings bragging how they're cheating everyone. All right, let's talk to the victims. Sasha in California, you support Obamacare. Tell me about it.
Hi, Alex. A couple of things. You got to have me like maybe 20 minutes. First of all, I want to thank you. Much respect and love to you and your family. Through Mike Adams, I learned all of a sudden I had diabetes, you know. So I go to the doctor, and he gives me just a few, like four or five medicine. I've never taken medicine in my life, anything like that. You know, never been sick. So, okay, now I know I have diabetes. It's like 457 on the when they tested me, when normally it should be like in the 110. So, yeah, it gives you medication, and like right after like 2-3 days after, I start like literally going blind. And I know it's the medication. And I looked, man, and the doctor, believe me, he's my grandpa's doctor. And, you know, again, nice guy. Like, he would never be intentionally.
No, he doesn't know. Yeah, he's thinking about the golf course. So, long story short, you learned what from Mike Adams?
Well, you can reverse diabetes, and now I'm back to normal numbers. And again, it's
oh, now it's, they won't get to wait till it's. Did you have type 1 or type 2?
Type 1.
Oh, so or now, and if you go too long, it is hard to reverse from the literature I've seen. But they didn't have a chance to kill you and have you go blind. Well, I'm sure they're going to roll in anger over that. And again, the numbers of people with diabetes is off the chart. They're estimating like half of America will have it soon. I think by 2020, but no one's asking why it's up. It's just we need to. Truth is, the vaccines burn out your pancreas, and amongst other things, the fluoride, the rest of it. But look, That's what's scary. For a lot of people, there are treatments and nutritional things that really do reverse, really do it, and the system doesn't want you knowing that. Now, sir, did you really call in about supporting Obamacare?
Yes, you know why? Because, okay, check this out. Okay, so the same people who own the healthcare industry, you know, the insurance companies, I guarantee you they own the fast food and the junk food that they feed people. So at both ends, you know, you get people sick of, you feed them.
Actually, Bill Gates does own a big part of healthcare and healthcare management and development, and he is the biggest owner of McDonald's and Monsanto. No, it's true. Yeah,
New York, who was breaking the windshields of cars, and then but some detective figured it out that hello, you know, this guy's feeding his own business needs. So it's the same thing. I guarantee you, if no one has thought of this, I'm sure if it hasn't happened, that they would do it now. So in that case, let's just buy stocks and invest in our demise. I mean, that's the only reason you would support this. I mean, whatever the government brings up. And my cousin is a CEO of a big hospital chain over here in Southern California. And when I kind of jokingly at that time I wasn't still fully dead panels at ha-ha, you know. And then when I told him, this guy, he's the CEO of a major, you know, hospital chain. And then he called it rationing, as in, like, it's not rape. It's like, like different kind of love making. It's like, again, these people are not, I mean, they know better. I mean, I'm not nobody special. I haven't been to it. I guess it's the more you get indoctrinated, the more, I guess, you have invested in the system.
No, I hear you, but sir, it doesn't sound like you support Obamacare. I appreciate your call. How am I going to get to the people that actually support it? John in Florida, are you a real supporter?
Yeah, I am a supporter, Alex.
Do you also believe in Nigerian emails?
Pardon?
Never mind. Go ahead. Tell me why you're a supporter. Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal, okay? You know, I'm not poor, Alex, okay? I make a decent living. As a matter of fact, I pay more for health insurance premiums than most people make. I also pay more in federal income taxes than most people make. Okay, let me explain something to you, okay? The reason why the insurance companies have set it up where you buy your health insurance from your employer is because they know one of two things is going to happen. Okay, if you get really sick or somebody in your family gets really sick, what ends up happening is you end up losing your job. They're going to put you on COBRA. Half the people out there can't pay for it. So bingo, they're off claim right there, or they're on Medicaid. Okay, for the ones that can pay for it, in 18 months, they're done. Okay, now I live in Florida. In Florida, it's a guaranteed issue. As long as you didn't have a lapse in coverage, okay, you get a guaranteed issue. Okay, so I got a guaranteed issue. I pay double because they underwrite that, rightfully so. Because who takes a guaranteed issue? Only people who have issues. Okay, I was rated up 200% for minor skin cancers that I have. Okay, all kinds of things. The bottom line, we are all rated up. Everybody in my family is rated up. Okay, we pay through the nose for this stuff. I'm paying for that guy that you talk about, okay, that goes in there and he doesn't have any coverage. That's why I'm paying what I'm paying. Not only are my premiums high, okay, but I have huge...
No, sir. Your premiums are high because they're cheating you because you actually buy insurance. And now they're going to cheat everybody because you're forced to buy it. And your cost, just watch. In fact, maybe Mitch McConnell's right. Let's let this go in. And let's just kind of wreck everything. And the public won't even remember a year from now. They'll just say the answer is total socialism, and then my premium will be low, then I'll pay nothing. Don't you understand government and regulations at this level, when you're a corrupt country, never works. It takes everything over. Why do you think the insurance companies are supporting this?
You're not being fair. You don't let me get a word in edgewise.
Hold on a minute, bud. Hold on. That's not true. You just talked about business and money and how you're paying more and... Hospitals were supposed to do about a third of their work for charity for free. They're getting rid of charity care. They do have death panels. This is what's happened under socialist health care everywhere, sir.
You don't work for free. They don't work for free. That's the way it goes. If you don't have the money, they'll let you die. No ands, ifs, or buts about it.
No, that's not true.
I got news for you.
That is not true.
You or your family was sick, okay, and it was live or die, buddy, okay, you'd be the first one to line up there and take what they got.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. You're very emotional. Let's skip this break. Kill this break. I'm going to go to the bottom of the hour with you. You know, sir, you're very emotional about this. and they've lied to you. They told you that once this comes in, that people with pre-existing conditions and things, that your premiums are going to go down or that you won't be denied. They admitted day one that's not true now. And I guess you just don't believe me. I pointed out that the insurance companies wrote this, and it freaked you out. And so you just said, you don't let me get a word in edgewise. Are you denying that the globalist wrote this and that the insurance companies lobbied for it?
Hey, that's right. Sure they did. They also lobbied. They also lobbied to have your employer pay to provide it to you. Okay? This doesn't go far enough, man. Okay? You know what else? They ought to get rid of the employer mandate. Get rid of it. Look, why not, listen, Alex, why not get your groceries from your employer? Why don't you do that? Why don't you buy your car from your employer?
Well, you're just hung up. Sure. Listen, here's the deal. I'm a major, I think a major employer, 40-plus people. I'm going to tell you something right now, bud. I have studied this healthcare thing up one side and down the other. I understand the current system's a screw job. But just because you're in a frying pan doesn't mean jumping into a furnace is better. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Legal, because that's the only way the cost will come down, where you can go into a hospital or go to a doctor and not get reamed, okay? The only way that happens is you have to do one or the other. You either have to have everybody in the pool or none.
And that's right, and that's right, and that's right. And you just came down to the bottom line. Bill Gates said it. He said it 2 years ago. He said, there are death panels. We've got to let grandma die to hire 10 teachers. And this is the nightmare. Once they collectivize, even partially the last 50 years, then it's unfair. And then the answer is collectivize everything. And then you find out it's a total trap. This is what domestication is all about. I'm going to explain something to you. The United States, up until the 1950s, on record, and the 60s, had hands down the best health care in the world, the best developments. The British royalty, the Saudi royalty, the Japanese royalty, all came to Houston, Texas, all came to Dallas, Texas, all came to Los Angeles and New York City on record to get, and I've had a bunch of family that were physicians, doctors, you name it. They all came here. I mean, you take Dr. Group, he's not making that up, that he's treated the royal family of England in Houston at his facility. That's all going to be gone, brother. Okay, I know for a fact under the National Health Services, it is a living hell in social engineering. I know for a fact you don't get a knee surgery after 60 or eye surgery. I know for a fact that it's going to be private with the corporations and insurance companies running it, with government, with the ethics panels, and they're going to tell you, we are getting rid of old ladies. We are denying health care until you can't get ambulance service after 7 o'clock at night, until all you get is like Cuba. They do your blood pressure and whatever. I mean, man, I've studied this, and you're all angry getting screwed being an employer, as if I don't know how that is. I mean, I was talking to Professor Griffin. It's in the upcoming Obama Deception too. He has a small business, and he says he can barely run it. He just runs it as a defiance thing, the way that things are written, where you cannot even make money. I just spend all day trying to make money to pay to get the word out, and instead of being able just to get the word out. It's very, very frustrating. And I don't just get up here. Listen, there's a reason the Republicans wrote that legislation along with the Democratic leadership, and they got Obama to sell it. Okay? And I'll never forget being on an airplane and reading this whole, like, 15-page Wall Street Journal report right before Obamacare passed. 3 years ago or whatever it was. I was flying back from Los Angeles. No, it was New York. And I was reading it, and it was the head of the Insurance Lobbying Association, forget the exact name. And he was saying at the group meeting in front of reporters, some of you smaller insurance companies aren't for this. Look, we wrote this. We're going to be able to control the care and what care is given and lower the price for us and make 35 million people buy it, and that's only in the first year of implementation. This is going to be a bonanza. And that's what it is. So the system's been screwed up with government involvement the last 40 years. Now it's going to be 10 times worse. And now I'm going to shut up and give you 2 minutes, John. Go ahead.
Or Boehner, has either one of these people come up with it and said, look, we can either do it one of two ways. We can either have insurance, or we can have no insurance, but you can't have an in-between, because you can't, okay? Because either everybody's got to be in it, or nobody's in it. It can't be any other way.
No, no, no. You have charity. Listen, sir, did you know that I think the last number was over 75% of hospitals are charities, but they're not charities. They're big Rockefeller on record owned. And
they don't do it for free.
Okay. Okay, you're not listening to me, sir. You may even get a bill down the road. You don't. That is a lie. Okay, you have to get on the list for charity care, or you come in an emergency, and what you're saying is false.
Let you die, man. Okay, that's all there is.
Put him on hold. Put him on hold. Sir, you are just ignorant. Ron Paul's a medical doctor. He'll tell you what I just told you. Dr. Russell Blaylock, medical doctor, tell you the same thing. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon, tell you the same thing. They are under this getting rid of that. Ron Paul worked 2 days a week down in South Texas and then 4 days a week out of the Air Force for a decade at a upscale hospital, and then 2 days a week did his duty. It's a high priest duty if you go back to the Hippocratic Oath and all of it. I mean, it goes all the way back to Egypt, folks, and then all the way back to Greece. But Hippocrates, I think it's the name of the guy. The point is that you do no harm. And you are taught that we charge the rich people more. We charge the middle class a fee where we make a good living. And we give poor people free care. And for equipment and other things, we have charities that pay it. And just like Ebenezer Scrooge and the Christmas Carol, written about real things that happen but put in a fiction setting by one of the greatest writers ever, Charles Dickens, people came knocking on the rich people's door and saying, we need money for the hospital fund. And you put money into that. That's how this is supposed to work. That's why most of the hospitals are charity hospitals. And because they're engaged in fraud, you tell me I'm full of bull. That's not true. Illegal aliens, those hospitals that get federal funds, they put ads in the papers in Mexico saying, come here and have your baby free. They become a citizen. You get to stay. They want that money. That's federal. The feds have come in with the churches and the communities are involved, and it's become totally corrupt. Now, I'm going to let you counter back, sir, but you're completely wrong.
Oh, I'm not wrong. See, that's what you do. Everybody you get, oh, they're completely wrong. Okay? No, sir, I'm not completely wrong.
What's your facts? What's
your
proof?
I'm completely right, but I'm not completely wrong. And you're not completely right, and you're not completely wrong. Somewhere
okay.
Between the
no.
Two.
See, that's all talk,
okay?
Man. Listen,
you can't be all right, Alex. How can you sit there on your throne and tell me that you're all right, that everything you say is the gospel because you have a radio show? Okay? No, sir, you're not altogether right.
Let me ask you a question. How did I guess that guy first guess was a government worker and a social worker yesterday? How did I do that?
Say that again.
Were you listening to the show yesterday?
Yeah, I listen to it almost every day, and I appreciate
you. Have you seen how many times I first guess predict what somebody does?
No, I don't understand what you mean, predict what somebody does. I don't understand that.
No, I can just predict by the manner, all of it. Look, the point is, I'm not saying I'm that smart, but I've actually studied healthcare deeply. Okay.
So have I. As a matter of fact, I'm an insider. I was an executive for one of these big companies. I'm telling you, the insurance companies know this. They design. Why do you think they don't even question the claims anymore?
Sir, you are saying everything I've said. Sir, the insurance companies wrote this. You're saying the insurance companies screwed you. Now they're putting it down onto everybody, and it's not going to take the heat off the employer.
The employer's in on it too. They get you as a serf now. Because think about it. You go to work for somebody. You're working for them for 10, 20 years.
Okay, listen, we only got 1 minute left. Why are you for Obamacare again?
Okay, the reason why is because it at least gives you some control. Okay, now at least I've got multiple plans to choose from. Okay, I don't have one. There's only one available to me in Florida. I can't get a health savings account. Okay, so I got multiple plans. And guess what, Alex? It's a whole lot cheaper. Why? Because all those people that weren't insured before...
All right, I hear you. Look, bottom line, this is nationalization of healthcare by special interest, and it's going to get even worse. Just get ready. I hear what you're saying. It's the propaganda versus the reality. I know who these people are, what they're planning. Get ready to grab your ankles.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've opened the phones up for Obamacare supporters, and I want to hear from them why Obamacare is not a good idea, or is a good idea. I specifically want to hear why I'm wrong. Now, I know I'm right. I know it was written by the big globalists to get control of health care. It was meant as a corporate tax through government directly to the big mega banks that have gotten tens of trillions in banker bailouts, you name it. I know the Republican Party leadership 15 years ago with the insurance companies in consultation with the head of the Senate, Tom Daschle, at the time, wrote this thing. I mean, that's the history of it. And it penalizes blue-collar workers. It gets rid of charity care. And it basically forces the general public to go out and get the insurance. And when you do that, it makes the commodity go up in price when it's a rigged system. And that's why, even before implementation, Bloomberg itself reports a 59% national increase in premiums in the last 2 years. They're set to go up on average over 150% for men and 80-plus percent for women, national average. That's projected by the National Insurance Council. And it's the New World Order model where you pay a carbon tax and it goes to oil companies that set up the carbon exchange. It goes to Al Gore. It goes to his trading company in London, Gore and Blood. I'm not joking. His partner's named Blood. I'm not joking. It's Gore and Blood. Not Blood and Gore. I put it Gore and Blood. There's the Chicago Mercantile that... A small holder of it compared to Warren Buffett is Obama. Just like Warren Buffett is the biggest recipient on record, Warren Buffett is the biggest recipient on record of the banker bailout. And they're going to continue to be the biggest recipients. That's why they're billionaires. It's why they're in control. It's why they're tax exempt. It's why they're offshore. It's why they're exempt from Obamacare. Because they're gangsters and they run the show. And they know how to lie to chumps. And you hear a well-meaning guy from Germany who likes the show because we're anti-war with Syria. And he knows a lot of what we're saying is true. And he calls in and says, but I think poor people should be able to go in and get health care. We've had Dr. Blaylock on. We've had my dad on. We've had countless other physicians on who will explain to you what I grew up watching. Poor people coming in and getting free health care. And then dentist offices, clinics, hospitals would reach out and get local community sponsorship from churches and corporations and individuals to have a fund for the poor to pay for an artificial leg or to pay for a heart stent or to pay. And I try to explain this to Obama supporters, and they just don't get it. I have a good friend who had Crohn's disease and worked for a local TV station, making pretty good living a year for somebody working at a TV station, you know, like 60 grand a year. But they couldn't get health insurance. This is like 10 years ago. And I went to them because they couldn't do video editing for me and they're part-time at their separate business. They had a business office other than their other operation. And the person, when I got there, was crawling around on the floor and losing weight. Looked like they were going to die soon. And had been to all the specialists in Texas and who had been kicked off their insurance for the company they worked with. And who couldn't get insurance and couldn't pay for the drugs. And I said, listen, there's a drug program to give you that Remicade that just shuts down your immune system. That's not what you really need. You need to get off GMO and not drink as much coffee. I went and looked up Crohn's. I knew it was vaccine-induced from measles shot. He goes, yeah, I got measles shot when I was a kid. And actually, that's when I started getting sick about a year after. My mom thought that. And he didn't believe me. I said, listen, you got to go to the hospital and say, I've been refused insurance, and here's what I make, and sign a deal with them to agree on a payment plan for a percentage, but to be given charity care rates. Ended up all being paid for. Ended up going to New York, getting the top specialist in the country to remove part of his intestines, and he's 98% better and doesn't have as many problems. Very rare now, a decade later. And he actually got in an argument with me, and he said, you're a liar. He said, I'm dying, and you're in here telling me there's charity care, and they'll do this surgery, and I can get the drugs and all of it for free when I've been cut from full-time to part-time at the TV station so that I'm a contractor and I've lost my insurance, and my Cobra ran out, and you're telling me it's free. I've been to the hospital there, and I go, that's because they know you're a working person. I said, you can quit everything, go on welfare. They'll admit their charity care. They're lying to you. They've been told to lie to you because Americans are seen as the con artist mark. He finally went. I gave him the paperwork. He discovered it all, had the surgery for free, top surgeon in the country, who admitted, of course, I do one-third of my care for free. That's what a physician's supposed to do. Now the physicians aren't going to have to do that anymore. There's not going to be all these tax-exempt hospitals. hospitals that really make profits, their profits are going to go up. That's why their stock's up. And you people do not want to understand this. You do not want to know this. You love wallowing in ignorance. At least the guy earlier. At least the fella earlier called in and bought their lie and thought it was to help people that were uninsured. It's not true. My finger was dangling by a piece of skin, severed, with the bone sticking out. And I walked into the downtown city hospital and said, here's my Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota insurance to the Genesis Network. I said, here it is. It covers 90%, and here's my credit cards. And they said, go sit over there. And an hour and a half later, my dad gets there. He goes, you're going to lose that finger. I have to walk up calmly, cut in front of all the illegal aliens, literally, who are just going straight in, because they know they don't have insurance. They know. They go, charity care in Spanish. Boom, baby, in. I had insurance. I was a scum American. It had to be run, looked at, double-checked. They were going to decide how to rip me off. If you're on charity care, rattlesnake anti-venom is about $100. On record, if you are wealthy and known to have gold-plated insurance, you're going to be charged $100,000+ per injection. On record. It's happened to a good friend of mine's mother. The total bill was almost $300,000. It is, healthcare is criminally run by offshore megabank mafias that sit there and run an actuary, and the insurance department's got to look at it while you're bleeding. And I finally walked up and I said, and I wasn't even that well known 12 years ago or so when I cut my finger off, but they knew who I was. And I said, I'm going to sue you. I said, I know the surgeon's here. I said, all these people with stomach aches and the rest of it that are here to just get their, you know, their pain pills or whatever. I said, I know what's going on. It's a bunch of pill heads right here. I said, I'm going to sue you. When I came in here and you didn't attach my finger and I lost it, this is with my hand wrapped up with blood dripping. I said, you see that? I said, you get the surgeon prepped and you get it reattached right now, or I'm going to sue you personally. They had me in there in 10 minutes. Then she comes in and she goes, yeah, I'm a listener of yours. And they actually called me in because they thought I'd be better at this. And you know, the other surgeons are taking care of these people. And she said, I'm going to give you a tetanus shot. And I said, no, you're not. I said, this thing is bled all over the place. I go, tetanus shots are known, one of their main bioweapons. They add the hormones, the chemicals, to create an autoimmune response to that. She said, yeah, I've seen that literature. She said, I want you to sign a waiver. And I said, I don't need to sign a waiver. I'm on record for everybody right here. So she spent 20 minutes scrubbing it all out, putting iodine on it, getting into it, doing everything. And she reattached my finger. And it was really cool for a few years. I had no feeling. It's actually come back almost the entire finger. What an amazing body God gave us. Grown back over the 12 years to where it's not even numb anymore. Realize the last few years it came back. And that's what I had to do in America to get in there and get the health care. Okay? Now, I'm going to come back from break, and I'm going to go to your phone calls for about 20 minutes of the next hour. They have a special guest in studio. Will one of you fellas do me a favor? Those two bottles right there on the back, will you come and give me those right there? There's just the two on the back right there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that, bro. Thank you so much. I shot a video last night. We're going to premiere here on the radio. I'm going to talk about it some afterwards. Here in just a moment, dealing with the magic of iodine, particularly a certain type of iodine, because as they take over with the eugenics healthcare and block access to traditional MD medicine, it's going to be more important that all of us get in shape, get psychologically in shape, get spiritually in shape, and also learn about the things that they don't want us to understand, like nascent iodine. So here's a breakdown on the radiation levels. It's actually more than double in the Northern Hemisphere right now what it was 60 years ago. But here's a special report on that. Fukushima blows sky high. Chernobyl. Alex Jones here to warn you about some of the most important health information you may ever hear. I'm talking about radiation, radioactive fallout, radioactive particles contaminating the Northern Hemisphere.
conservatively, since the 1940s, the northern hemisphere of our planet has more than doubled its background radiation. In fact, that was before Fukushima exploded. Now the levels are going up and up and up. Fish are contaminated in the Pacific, and the FDA, the EPA, and others, they're not worried about it. They've been raising the levels of what they claim is safe radioactive particles. Well, I began to discuss with my wife protecting myself, her, and of course our children, most importantly. I have three small children, ages 10, 9, and 5. Radiation really affects children more than adults because they have fast-growing cells. All the literature is clear on that. And I went and talked to medical doctors, scientists, nuclear physicists, nutritionists, and I said, what's the number one thing I can do to protect my family? And they said, Alex, it's leave the northern hemisphere. Go south of the equator. That's where the radiation levels are very, very low. If you look at the wind patterns, the north hardly interacts with the south. And it's unfortunate that we've done this to our planet. So after more than 2 years of research into how to protect my family, looking at all the literature, talking to the experts, across the board they agreed, iodine is key, but of the family of iodine, nascent, natural, non-GMO, non-factory iodine that comes from the earth is absolutely paramount for your thyroid and other functions in the body. The literature, the research, it's there. It's not my opinion. It is admitted that iodine is essential for the health of our bodies overall, and nascent iodine is the best form. Now, we're announcing the launch of InfoWarsLife.com, and we're going to bring you scores of products over the next few years that we're researching and developing. But nascent iodine is the first product we're coming out with because it's so important, and it's also listed as a fluoride detoxer. It does so many other things. Your body needs it, and when you don't have enough iodine, forget the radiation, your thyroid absorbs the sodium fluoride and other things. And it's the good iodine, the nascent iodine, that is able to block that and just do so many things for your body and your health. I've been taking it. It's amazing. It's a lot better than coffee, I'm here to tell you. And that's why we are now offering our own nascent iodine that's double the strength, made in the best laboratory that is FDA certified and accredited. And it is double strength at half the price of the leading competitor. You know my rule. Bring you the highest quality products at the lowest prices we can, so it's a win-win-win. I believe in you reap what you sow. So not only will you get the best deal on nascent iodine at InfoWarsLife.com for your general health and also for any type of emergencies or disasters, you will also be getting a great deal and supporting the InfoWar and our news operation, promoting the cure for tyranny, the First Amendment, promoting liberty and a rediscovery of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and true Americana that's made this nation so great. So please join me in being among the first to visit InfoWarsLife.com. We've got discounts if you buy the nascent iodine in bulk. I challenge you to try to find a better deal. We have the best deal out there and the best quality. In closing, here is probably the most important point. You don't just take nascent iodine when disaster strikes, when there's some new giant disaster. The northern hemisphere is already double what it was 60 years ago with the radioactive background. I believe from the research I've done and the experts I've talked to, it is key to take nascent iodine to protect your thyroid from the radiological disaster that's already happened. And unfortunately, future disasters that will happen. That's why it's important to fill your thyroid up now with the healthy nascent iodine so that the sodium fluoride, the radioactive isotopes, and the rest of it can't get in. That's the key. This is something that across the board has been shown in study after study to be an absolutely essential nutrient in the body. Until a few decades ago, the government put it in the salt because they knew you needed it. But then they took that out, that's good for the thyroid, and put the sodium fluoride in that's bad for it. Talk about eugenics. Talk about soft kill. Talk about an invisible weapon in the water supply. This stuff is on record as a detoxifier for the fluoride they're adding to our water. Nascent iodine and InfoWars Life Survival Shield in double strength at half the cost of the leading competitors. Please visit InfoWarsLife.com today.
And, folks, we're going to go to break here and come back with your phone calls 20 minutes in the next hour. And we're going to be joined by a special guest in studio. Folks, you can go to InfoWarsLife.com. We also have it mirrored on the regular InfoWarsStore.com and get the first product put out by InfoWars Life, Survival Shield, nascent iodine dietary supplement. And it's on record what this stuff does. Big Pharma goes and gets regulations passed and stuff where, you know, they can't even say vitamin C has been shown to not, cause any harm, and it's been shown to help you not get scurvy. You're not even supposed to say that. I mean, it's just amazing how manipulative these people are, because they want you sick. They don't want you to know about things like nascent iodine, the best type out there. Available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And your purchase makes this broadcast possible as well. So it's a win-win-win. Get a great product at a great price and support a great transmission for liberty worldwide. InfoWarsLife.com making the announcement here today. All right, Obama supporters, straight ahead. Jeremiah, Chester, Brian, Steve, stay with us.
Filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Supporters who think Obamacare is a great deal. I start doing my own filibuster when I start thinking about it, how bad it is, how evil it is, how it cons people, how everything else Obama and the globalists have done has been about domesticating you, bankrupting you, enslaving you. And then how these people gullibly really think they're going to get something free. Meanwhile, the whole country's going bankrupt. Europe's going bankrupt into the hands of the globalists that engineered this. Let's go to Jeremiah in Oklahoma. Jeremiah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I work in healthcare, and I'm at the point now where I just want Obamacare to get through, because once it's fully implemented and this country really does start to go bankrupt, maybe that'll wake everyone up.
Okay, so you're not an Obama, you're not an Obamacare supporter. You see, but look, they know it's going to bankrupt things. It's designed to. Their answer will be pure socialism. Don't you understand that? Their supporters, every time they get conned, they double down. It's like when you lose at the casino, the loser degenerate gambler goes and mortgages their house. You understand that?
Everyone I work with is all for it. They're all for it. And it just needs to come, because that will wake everyone up. We just need to face the truth on this healthcare front, on every front, Alex. I mean, even you yesterday with Ted Cruz in Congress, can you honestly tell your listeners that Congress still has power in this captured country that we live in? We need to face the pain. And I think Obamacare is coming no matter what. And everyone I work with, they're all for it. So you know what? Let it come. Maybe that'll wake this country up.
Well, they're obviously idiots then, because Obamacare has been, the first part of it's been in place for a year, increasing payroll tax on everybody.
It'll fully be implemented January 1st, 2015. I think January 1st, 2014. That's when it'll start, but it won't be fully implemented till 2015.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest telltale thing, and I appreciate your call, sir, but you're not really an Obama supporter. I want serious Obama supporters here, folks, please. That's why they keep pushing off implementation, because this current crop does not want to be in when it goes in, because they know it was written by foreign banks that paid for them. The puppets don't even want this in yet. It's kind of like they're going to throw us off the plank, but they don't want to be the ones that do it. Oh, man, I tell you, I really feel sorry for these people. Steve in Illinois, you say you're an Obama supporter. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know about the Obama supporter, but I'm a supporter of universal health care. A long-time listener, Alex, I think you know who I am.
Yeah, you're McGruff the Crime Dog, listening on 1530 AM, WCKG.
Yes, how did you know? It's better than being McCain and listening out to Radio Jane Hanoi. But the story being, I was in the welfare office last week because I'm 59 years old, 11 months, and in 2 weeks I'll be 60. And the majority of people getting the welfare, this is in a black area, Melrose Park, are Mexicans. They're the ones getting it. You would think I would be fighting elbow to elbow with blacks, but it wasn't true. It's the illegals coming in. They were Mexicans. They were not blonde-haired.
Well, you know why the government selectively gives the illegals the most welfare. That's on record. They've had AP articles where the banks say we give, you know, folks loans for houses with no proof because we want to have an incentive to come here. The corporations want cheap labor. So these are covert secret war incentives to drive down the wages.
Exactly true. And I think that maybe this would help with the drug gouging that's going on. You get the prices, the same drugs in Canada, they're one half the price they are in America. So if it cuts the prices, and I go and I pay for the $4 prescriptions at Walmart, I buy my clothes.
But see, it's all selectively enforced. You're not.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against
healthy eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.